This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Two researchers from Pennington Biomedical Research Center and one from Women's Hospital will be following 306 pregnant women with smartphones. Dr. Karen Elkhine-Hirsch says they want to find out if a mobile app can help women control weight gain. Welcome, Dr. Elkhine-Hirsch.
Thank you, Susan.
Expecting success. That's part of this issue, and we've talked about it before, but this is something brand new. Dr. Leanne Redman with Pennington, who is your research partner in the program, has stated, we're not talking about an extra 5 pounds. It's more like 30 to 50 pounds, explains Dr. Redman's hope for modern technology like smartphones to rectify this situation. And I guess what I'm saying is, you stated when we were chatting earlier that not only do you feel that it's not just 30 to 50 pounds, it can be a lot more weight than that when we're talking about someone who is planning on getting pregnant or is already pregnant.
Right. So the purpose of expecting success is to try and provide a way so that the weight gain during your pregnancy is within a guideline that has recently been recommended by the Institute of Medicine. And the reason is that weight gain that you mentioned, we all laugh about pregnancy being eating for two. The problem is that it is very, very difficult weight to get rid of after the baby is born, because of to change your lifestyle and to get it off, your life changes because of a child. And currently, we have an obesity epidemic. Two-thirds of our population is overweight and obese to begin with before the pregnancy. And therefore, the weight gain during pregnancy now becomes even more of a problem for mom and her future health, but also for programming the baby to now also become obese. So if we can keep this weight gain within these guidelines, which is kind of back to the way things kind of were like for my mom, which certainly for overweight women is somewhere between 15 and 25 pounds, and obese women are around 11 to 20 pounds, rather than the 50, 60 pound or whatever you gain, it doesn't really matter attitude that we had for many years.
Let's give contact information now for interested women. It is moms, M-O-M-S, at PBRC, and that's Pennington Biomedical Research Center, pbrc.edu, or you may phone 225-215-7980. It's moms, M-O-M-S, at pbrc.edu. Let's talk about women's and what will be happening with the free wellness visits and screenings.
Okay, so the way the study works, and this is the key thing, is you have to be enrolled early in your pregnancy, and that means before 12 weeks. So if you're thinking about even getting pregnant or you're just early pregnant, that's when we want you to contact us. And basically, the way we're trying to manage your weight gain is kind of, we are working with your physician. We will not change your physician visits or anything like that. But really are three ways. One will be simply your physician will give you your normal advice. Another group will be getting advice from a lifestyle counselor. You'll have individual and group sessions, and that will be with one of our other collaborators at Pennington. That's Dr. Corby Martin. But the third and exciting one is the use of new technology, such as a smartphone with an application that was developed at Pennington, which also will help you monitor how much weight you gain. So we're trying to do it remotely, because if that could be as effective as in-group counseling, we can reach so many more people.
And you have an age limit, do you not?
It's 18 to 40 years of age, and largely 18 because otherwise you have to go through a whole different consenting process.
And non-smoking.
Yes, non-smoking. There are a couple of other things, but again, one of the things is if you're just interested, the best thing is to contact that number or go to the website. And there's a whole screening thing. There's people that are there all day just to answer your questions.
That website, moms, M-O-M-S, at pbrc.edu. Thanks, Dr. Elkhorn Hirsch. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.